And today, with no avail, is Catherine Price. Good afternoon.
Hello,
everybody. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, I'm good. Thank you for coming in. She brought a guitar. I think she's going to play a song or two.
If you're lucky.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm feeling lucky. Just call me number seven. So, this past summer, I participated in the Balanced Breakfast, which is a, would you call it a club?
Yeah, more of a community.
A community of local musicians, artists, mostly musicians, I would say, right?
Yes.
So they had this thing called the Rock Lotto. Now, Balanced Breakfast has a chapter in San Jose, and there's some in Fremont, where you hail from, and San Francisco, Oakland, all the big towns, El Cerrito. It's massive. So they had a special night where all these musicians from all various locations of the Bay Area put their name in the hat, and then they put musicians together in a band. So I was put in a band with five or six other musicians from the area, and we were band number eight, and everybody bailed. Right. So it was me and my friend Caleb. So we came up with this kind of 80s new wave synth pop duo. And Catherine was one of the musicians performing that night. We performed in San Francisco. Now, something similar happened to you, right?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, we had a band of three that got together, and two people just bailed at the last minute. And I decided I was still going to write my songs and go.
Yeah.
And I actually, I met a couple of people there and I told them what had happened. And at the last minute, five of us decided to go up and play impromptu, and we became the Impromptu Five.
And they kind of like stole the show.
Yes.
I was like really impressed. Really impressed. So I liked your voice. I'm glad you came in. And, so I got a song called Enlightened, so we're going to play that right now.
Yeah.
I just got to locate it up, and here we go. So, tell me a little about Enlightened.
Well, this song was inspired just by the message of dreaming big and never letting anything stop you.
Okay.
And it's very powerful.
And I'm going to get into the everything else after we hear it. Okay? Here we
go.
This is Enlightened.
Enjoy. On the path to go, just hold on.
sick. Courage lies within, but you'll have to wake it. Shine, elated. Life, you made it. Dream, fly, 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 fly. Life, we are so divine. We are no matter what life throws us. We'll be successful. Proceed towards your goals. In ourselves, we must trust. Don't let nobody tell you you can't dream. You're in control, you must reap what you sow. Watch your life grow. You can't be crushed.
All right. That was enlightening. That was great. So how did that song, because I know you talk about, we said it was about dreaming big, but how did it all come about?
Well, I'm a very organic creator. And so when I was in the studio, normally I start off with how I feel. And that day I was just feeling like I was in need of inspiration myself. And I was actually picking my parents up from the airport. And my producer sent this beat, and as I was driving, I was playing the beat, and all I could think about was enlightened, and I saw these planes touching down, and, you know, these people traveling from all sorts of different places. Maybe nobody knows what they're doing, but what they're doing is making a huge impact, and even though nobody's seeing it, you know, this is all happening behind the scenes, and I kind of wanted to shine a light on that, so... You know, as this beat is playing, I realize I have no paper. I pull over to a gas station, ask the clerk for like a receipt paper, and I just start writing like mad lyrics. And then I took it back to the studio, and I collaborated with a couple of people, and it was born.
Okay, so do songs come to you normally, like the lyrics first? Or do you sometimes sit with your guitar and strum and you pick a melody out, or what's the normal way you would write a song?
Yeah.
Is it like that, or?
Well, each song is so awesome, and I think that's why I'm so attracted to music, is because it's different every experience that I have.
So do you consider your songs like your kids?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. My babies.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So what's a normal, I mean, how often do you write?
I write every day. I mean, I'm serving tables and I'm writing on the back of the, you know,
yeah,
the receipts.
Okay, so ideas pop in your head.
Yes.
Do you have a notebook that you
I do.
Carry around? Or do you, a lot of people do it on their phone, they text themselves.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank God for voice memos, though, because I sometimes come up with melodies, and if I didn't have my voice recorder right there, I would not know how to get it later. So it's catching a lot of it in the moment.
Okay.
As well.
Okay. And you said you collaborate on this song. You collaborated with some people. How many people were?
Well, I collaborated with two people, but throughout that experience, you know, there was a lot of artists that came in and kind of like watched me in the studio, and we collaborated then. So I would say about 4 to 5 people were involved in this sound.
Okay.
But you know, all these songs are straight from my heart, and how they are represented to the world. It comes from so many different people's perspectives, you know, and having at least 2 to 3 other people to kind of tell you what they're feeling as well while you're writing the song. It can help you in songwriting if that's what you want to do, is go for structure.
Right.
But there's so many different styles of songwriting.
So you have collaborators.
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been a time where somebody suggests something and you're just like, no, but then later on it's like, oh yeah, that kind of does work?
Yes.
Or are there times where it's like, you know, you have this vision or this mindset of this is how it's supposed to be, and...
Well,
does that ever happen?
As an artist, I think, yes. I mean, as an artist, I think we can be very stubborn because we feel it and see it and hear it before anybody else does. And we have a vision, and we want to also have people around us that can see that vision to help bring it together.
Do you find it hard to be subjective about some of your stuff?
How do you mean?
Well, it's like, okay, like going in what I was just saying that, okay, we just talked about you had this certain way how you think it should be,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, you hear the song in your head,
yeah.
you hear the CD or the record or however you call it, but somebody else comes in and they say no, and they say, maybe you should, you know, add claps here or yeah. a tambourine or something.
I
like
definitely
that.
Keep an open mind always. You know, okay. I don't think you can collaborate without keeping an open mind. But if it's something I feel like, you know, like I said, they're my babies. So I was like, I feel like if it's something I feel very strongly about, I'll give my point. But I'm always open to hearing feedback. You know, I solicit for other people's ideas, but I always trust my own.
Okay, so how long did it take from the genesis? Okay, so you picking your parents up, you got inspired, you heard a beat. How long did it take to get to the final product?
The final product, I mean, it's been a good year.
Okay.
It's been about a year. Yeah. Some songs come quicker than others, but this one I had to sit on and listen to. The first version that I listened to, I did not like at all.
What was wrong with it?
It wasn't what I told my team what I had heard and what I needed, and it was like a miscommunication. They weren't able to understand or see the vision. And then when we came together to kind of collaborate again and say, hey, like, this is what I'm hearing, this is what you're hearing, let's give it a few more weeks to listen to and let it simmer. And also, if you listen to your song on repeat a few times, it can drive you crazy because you are the one who wrote it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, getting that feedback and everything, we sat on it for a while, and then we created this master. We listened to it and the sound was there. The music video is coming out in 2 weeks, which I'm pretty excited about for Enlightened.
Okay.
That's going to be on YouTube soon.
Nice.
And yeah, so, I mean, it took a good year to get this song out and to be here in this moment right now.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're here. So you have your guitar. Can
yes,
I talk
I
to you into playing a song?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So... let me see. Okay. So this is one of the songs that I actually did at Rock Lotto.
Okay.
And so I wanted to bring it here. And, you know, I haven't recorded this anywhere else other than my own home studio that I have. It's my chair and my little
okay.
microphone.
So what do you use to record?
I use my Mac, GarageBand, and a microphone.
A lot of people use GarageBand.
Yeah,
is it,
it came free, so.
Can't knock that.
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to turn me and Daniel's mic off, and we're going to mic number 4. Give me a strum real quick. There we go, and then you singing that. We're going to take that. Okay, and the name of this song is?
Blue Moon. Got my red dress on and I'm ready for the night. Don't bring us down cause we're feeling alright. Take me for a wild ride. It's getting late, no sleep tonight. And we go, ooh, I picked you. You too, and we go. Ooh, a wish comes true. Ooh, once in a blue moon. Got my red dress on, cause it felt so right. Can't bring us down. All night, take me for a wild ride. It's getting late, no sleep tonight.
wish come true. Ooh, once in a blue moon. Take me on the wild ride called life.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
I'm shaking.
Why are you shaking?
I don't know. This is my first radio interview.
Oh, you
I
feel get excited. Used to it. It's going to be bigger adrenaline. And better for you. That was really good. So so you played that.
Yes. First place I won.
All right. So why do you think, there, Daniel's back on. Why do you think singer-songwriters write about love?
Oh.
Or the a lot of times it's either the downside or the upside.
Mm-hmm.
And when people get together, they're like in their own little bubble, and you know, especially in, you know,
it gets messy.
Well, not so much messy, but it's like for men when they're in love, you can't talk to the guy. I mean, you can talk to him like that, but, you know, it's just...
You're afraid of feelings.
Yeah, you know, what? And they're just... Well, it's not so much... It's like, you know, your buddy, you see your buddy, and he's just, you know, in cloud nine,
mm-hmm.
and he's in a relationship, and it's like, yeah, why do you think that is? It's like that first few months, the honeymoon, or the when it's just really just... Why do you think that is?
Well, to answer your first question, I mean, why do musicians or artists or anybody, why do we write about love? Like, music to me is such a free expression, and when you can talk about love, it gives you access to like different levels of feeling
okay.
that love.
Okay.
And I think, like, you know, in terms of the songwriting, I'm not sure. I haven't really sat in on any, you know, buddy specifically that's writing so deeply about love. It's always just been me kind of like wondering where I am in love. And, you know, one day I'm in love, one day I'm not, one day I hate love, one day I want to know what it's like. So it changes on a daily basis. But I think like having the strength to be able to touch those feelings and talk about them and say, you know, and write your song and just allow whatever's trying to be born, like come
mm-hmm.
To fruition, because, you know, the worst thing you can do is stifle that creativity. And a lot of other people may say, hey, I feel that way too. And, you know, there's your music.
And then there's that connection.
Exactly. That's why I love it.
So how many how many songs do you think you've written?
Ooh, I've been songwriting since I was in the library at 14. So my mom still has a song called Monsters. She will not let go of those lyrics I wrote when I was 14. Shout out, Mom. Everybody, family, I love you.
So how long have you been doing this? Since you were 14?
Yeah, I got my phone taken away, and my mom and dad gave me a guitar. It was the best thing in my whole life.
Wow.
And then I saw Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, I just saw him in that Joker movie.
Yes, I did too. I love Joaquin.
Yeah.
He is, stunning actor. But that, it got me involved in Johnny Cash, and then I learned about John and June.
Uh-huh.
And that love story got me even more involved. And
okay. So let's go into the Tiger Beat questions that I ask a lot of musicians and stuff. So Johnny Cash was an influence at 14. Was there anybody else that... Okay, let me put it this way. Music's a big part of your life, so you mm-hmm. must have listened to music, you know, coming up as kid, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any group or an artist, band, song that kind of made you take notice?
Nirvana.
Okay.
When I heard Nirvana and Alanis Morissette, my mom had a 6-track CD. Phantom of the Opera, Nirvana, Alanis Morissette, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, The Cars, and then there was another one I can't remember right now. Sinead O'Connor.
Okay.
So that like on repeat was my growing up. I loved that. And then my sisters also had a lot of influences. Green Day, Sublime, okay. You know, Shaggy. Like
so
the
there
reggae.
Was stuff that was current, but a lot of like, you know, your parents' music kind of left a mark on you as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely. I grew up around music. My dad plays guitar.
Okay.
My mom loves to sing. My sisters are creative as well, sing, songwrite, and whatnot. And I think like harnessing that environment at a young age was really important for me growing up, because now that I am out of the corporate world and focusing on my true desire of my heart,
so.
And you know, walking this artist's walk.
You say corporate world.
I'm
so curious. I mean, can you say what you left?
Yeah, I was a credentialing analyst. I can't say which company.
Okay.
But I was working, staffing credentialing nurses throughout the nation.
Okay.
Making sure that the travel nurses had positions in very prestigious hospitals throughout the nation.
Just wasn't satisfying creatively.
I was miserable. I was 140 pounds heavier. I was not practicing guitar at all. I was just lost because I felt like my contribution needed to be there. But, you know, through a series of events, and those who know me know exactly what, but through a series of events, like, I got to this point, and that's why I feel so strong as an artist, and, you know, that's why I feel like things like these radio interviews and playing live at different concerts and getting invited to different places and networking, that's why it's all happening, is because I made that push. I was enlightened.
Okay, cool.
And I'm living the fast life, which is my next song.
Oh, okay. Do you want to play that, or... Okay, here we go. Yeah, all right, let's play that. I have that right here. And then I want to ask about performing versus songwriting, writing, creating, and we'll do that. So let's get this going right here. Real professional. So, okay, and the name of this song is?
Fast Life.
Here we go.
There's no time to wait, I'm out here and I'm making my way. I'm on a jet plane, I touch down and they all know my name. I cannot complain.
To you, to you, to you.
I credit my fame.
To you, to you, to you.
Got so many things to do in one day. Stay booked from Saturday to Sunday. Photo shoots, interviews, and runways. But I still manage to have a fun day. Some days I'm short on time, but I always pick up when mama's on my line. She knows I hold her dear, but her baby girl has a career. Italy, London to France. Lavish life, Da Vinci and Fonse. With Kiki and Kanye, the billboards, the fashion, the feng shui. Beams from those flashing lights shine on my stage. I feel alive. I know in this fast life I can't slow down, so I'm on my grind. There's no time to wait, I'm out here and I'm making my way.
Living the fast life.
I'm on a jet plane, I touch down and they all know my name. Those close to me.
time to wait. I'm out here and I'm making my way. I'm on a jet plane, I touch down and they all know my name.
Okay, 104.1 KJCC Real Campus Radio. I'm here with Indie. Is it safe to call you Indie Artist?
Yes.
Indie Artist, Catherine
indie
Price.
Artist,
and the great
D-Money
hanging
Price.
Out with me. So, you just played an acoustic guitar and it's somewhat folky.
Mm-hmm.
That song was just like straight up KBLX, The Quiet Storm kind of music and stuff. You're like a chameleon almost.
Yes, I am Catherine Price.
So, yes, indeed. So, that had a nice dreamlike quality. Did you plan that? Or
yes.
Or just turn out? And so, where do you get, like, the beat? Do you hear a beat and say, yes, yeah, I can work with this?
Yes.
Or do you...
Well, I like organic beats where I'm like, ooh, I want to add this, you know, and then I'm creating and I have my hand in the pot. You know, I love that. That is my favorite. That's what I live for. But, you know, sometimes producers have really cool beats and then like, oh, Catherine would really like this. And they send it to me. I listen to it. And then if it's resonating with me, then awesome. If there's like a part that I'm like, hey, I can work with this, but this piece is not going to work for me. A lot of times, you know, I have great relationships with my producers and my collaborators. So
you work with different producers and
yeah,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why they maybe sound different? Or
yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I work with a lot of different people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the question I always ask of creative people, singers, songwriters, poets, no mimes, but so you got a piece, like say this song you mm-hmm. just played. How do you know when you're done?
Oh, is it ever done,
Jeff?
Is it ever done?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know I still, the songs that I play live, I'm still tweaking
but
lyrics.
Then you're an artist. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you. I'll take it. But how do you know? Okay, do you rely on somebody to say, okay, no? Or, I mean, ultimately, you're the mom. These are your songs. You decide what's best.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to have people that are going to honestly give you the feedback, but at the same time, they don't even know what wave they're trying to catch yet, you know, because as an artist, I think you have to sit with your songs and determine like, okay, this is really resonating with me. And if I can listen to my songs on repeat, I know that other people are going to enjoy this. Sometimes I don't listen to my songs at all. And then somebody hears it and is like, whoa, this is a great song. So, I mean, it really just depends. But I think, you know, for me, when I know my song is done is when I feel good about it. Like, okay, is my audience going to be able to sing this back to me? I want to hear that. I want to hear them singing. I want to hear them feeling the vibe.
Yeah, that's like the ultimate connection.
Exactly.
You see a lot of these artists and they just tickles them to death when they see their people singing.
I want to experience that in a stadium. I want to sell at Oracle Arena and hear my audience, you know, screaming those lyrics out at me because it touched them in a way, you know, that I don't even know about because the music is with them wherever they are. And I think that's an important thing to know about me too, is music, no matter what, has always been there.
Okay. So let's get into some more inside your head. Well, let's go with your life. So when was the first time you performed in front of people?
Ooh, okay.
Was it like an open mic?
Yes.
Or is it okay?
Yes, my parents owned part owned a local restaurant in Niles before it was shut down.
Oh.
I know, it's really sad. You know, I wish there was.
I'm playing Niles at the end of December. Yeah.
You have to give me the
okay.
Info.
I will definitely
I'll
send
be there.
You. So go
support
ahead.
Local
how
artists.
How old were you? If I may ask.
I was 14. I was 14 and I got in front of a I got in front of an audience and played Johnny Cash, you know, what did I sing? Folsom Prison Blues.
Okay.
And then my dad and I got really into singing The House of the Rising Sun by The Animals.
Okay.
And that we played that so many times. Whenever my dad and I get on stage, they know we're going to sing that song. So
that's your piece, your go-to.
Yeah,
okay,
awesome.
You were 14. So when you started playing guitar, were you formally taught or you just like got books and okay? Well, now it's different. Like when I started out, it was books.
Yeah.
And they had chord diagrams and, you know, the real easy stuff. But now, like, the internet, it's almost any song that there's ever out, there's somebody that's tabbed it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's wrong. Sometimes it's pretty much right. So
interestingly,
how were you taught?
Well, I was self-taught. I learned by experimenting, but also, like, watching YouTube videos. And I played a lot of Rock Band, the video game. And it helped me with my rhythm. And it helped me kind of, like, get used to the patterns on the guitar and the drums. I don't play much drums, but, you know, it just helped me gain that rhythm.
Okay.
And then I learned from YouTube. And my sister also played, and she was learning from other people. So when I heard something like, you know, by Incubus or Sublime, hey, I want to learn that too, I would learn those chords, and then I would start making my own stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So everybody listens to music off of their phone.
Yeah.
I was going to say iPod, but that would date me. So, okay, so you listen. So who are you listening to now?
Well, actually, that's a really cool thing, too. I am now a Pandora curator. So if you go to my SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/justcathryn, CATHRYN, you can check out my Pandora playlist, which are things that I'm listening to as well, but also rotating out there into the world of just, you know, having that, like, FKJ, Tora, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, Amy Winehouse. Like, yeah. I'm really into Bob Dylan right now because I want to...
What's your favorite Dylan song? And I'll tell you mine.
Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Oh, nice.
Mm, yeah. Or Make You Feel My Love, because that was covered by Amy and Adele. And I want to cover it as well.
So how long does it take you to kind of learn a song and then tweak it out to where you're okay performing? Do you perform a lot?
Yeah, I perform a lot. I have two jobs right now, and I'm also playing music, so three. And I'm flying to Nashville on Sunday for a week.
Oh, nice.
So I'm recording a demo. So,
Music City.
Yeah, and you know what? I rented a car. I rented a car, and I'm driving 4 hours to Memphis because I need to go see Sun Studios, where Johnny Cash recorded his album.
Oh, that is so cool.
I'm so excited.
I hate you. So, okay, so my favorite, it's not his song, but he plays it like, I don't know if he's still performing it, but Maggie's Farm is such a cool song, and he just plays it in different keys.
You know, he's a wizard.
Stuff like
he's a wizard. I can never be Bob Dylan.
What's your favorite Tom Petty song?
Tom Petty, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Oh, okay.
That's my mom and I's song. Anytime I hear it. That's it. It's my mama. I have so many memories of us just jamming to that song.
Cool. So you're on social media.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on social media, SoundCloud.
If somebody wants, and I know I'm going to get, I know already one person wants to contact you.
Yes, please connect.
So let's do it now. Where are you? On Instagram, Facebook, Friendster, MySpace?
MySpace? Oh, my gosh. I thought Tom shut that down.
Yeah, no, it's still going.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tom's not my friend now. Yeah. Oh, what? I need to get on MySpace then.
Justin Timberlake bought it, and then I think Tom ended up going, like, traveling with the $80 million that he got or something.
I was in a band 10 years ago, and for giggles, I went and looked us up, and oh yeah, there's us.
MySpace?
On MySpace. Wow. That's how long ago it was.
I need to go on there. You know, when I was younger, Teo Cruz and Jeffree Star, I loved them. And
Jeffree Star.
I love Jeffree Star. Yes. That's Chris Crocker. I love Chris Crocker too. But yeah, Teo Cruz, I told him that I wanted to be a musician, and he responded back on MySpace when I was super young.
Wow.
Probably shouldn't have been on MySpace, but super young, and said, hey, don't give up on your dreams, you know? And that for me is like such an inspiration. Oh, and I want to tell you about the time I snuck back to Shoreline Amphitheater for a Post Malone concert.
Okay. All right. Yes. We play this guy a lot here at the station.
Have you met him? No, I didn't get to meet him. I did shake hands with 21 Savage, but I made an artist pass, and I walked right backstage.
You just walked in there.
Well, I have confidence, okay? And I came with a present. Apparently, it was his birthday. I came with a present, so there was like a reason. I was like, hey, I have a present for him. You know, nobody can kick me out. Whoa. But I took my autograph cards, and the goal for me was to stand on Shoreline Amphitheater stage to say, I'm planting myself here. I am going to have an audience, you know, to sell out this
venue. Check you out.
Yes. And so...
Confidence turns into tenacity. Good job.
Yes. I mean, the opportunity was there. I talked to his producers about manifesting and positive energy and, you know, all of that. And we were on the same, like, level of that, which is pretty rare.
And when was this?
This was last July. Yeah. Wow. And then, yeah, I mean, eventually I want to work. That's, yeah, yeah. Can't talk about it right now, but
no. That's great. That's great. Okay, so let's go again. Let's go with the social media.
Yes, social
media. Somebody
wants
to check you out. You have a SoundCloud,
Instagram. Yes, my SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/ Just Catherine, JustCathryn, and you can also go in SoundCloud and just type in my name, which is CathryN. P as in Peter, RICE. And then my Instagram is just Instagram.com/ Catherine's page. So CathrynsPage. And I also have a couple more songs coming out on SoundCloud. The next song that's coming out on SoundCloud will probably drop after I'm back from Nashville.
Okay.
And that's called Fake the Funk. And it's basically, I don't fake the funk. I'm real. I'm organic. That's who I am. That's who you get. And it's never going to change.
Awesome. Will you play another song for us?
Yes. Okay. This one was inspired by my roots in the city, and this is the one that won me first place.
You're living in Fremont now. Where are you originally from?
I was born in San Diego, raised in the Bay Area. You know, traveled back and forth
Raiders and Niners.
Here in England. Ooh, Cowboys.
Oh.
How about them boys? Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's like, I have to. The Cowboys.
Okay.
American team.
Cool.
I'm also English, so I don't, you know.
Was that during Troy Aikman? Or was the Cowboys?
I'm a Raider guy. I wouldn't know. Go ahead.
Don't test me on my knowledge, you guys.
That's horrible. I can shout
Cowboys all I want.
I'm not a Cowboys fan unless you don't know anymore.
You're right. I need to learn
so
more.
So let me ask you, what do you think of people who wear T-shirts of a band? Like you see a guy and he's wearing a Wu-Tang shirt and he like, you know, and you know he doesn't know any. See like these Kardashian people and they wear Metallica shirts. You're like, yeah, they don't know. Them.
Why not? I mean, shoot. If I could wear a Metallica shirt every day in my life, I probably would to tell people about Metallica.
Oh my God. You're just. All these guys back out there in Radio Land are probably falling in love with you.
Okay. No, seriously, though, like, why not wear a band T-shirt? Like, I would rather have advertisement of a band T-shirt than anything else, getting more music out there, you know? So.
It's a good answer. All right. Okay, so the name of the song you're going to play is?
This is called San Francisco.
Here we go.
City lights flashing bright, taxi drivers in my sight, but I can't seem to wave them down. Past the pier, meet them here, everyone filled with cheer. The smell of seals made me cry. That's what I know. top of the hill. Cable cars, I get my fill in the city. Life seems alright. Pass the joint, I'll take a smoke. Hippie Hill, let's have a toke in the city. Living life, sing it with me. Ooh, I wanna wake up in San Francisco. That's what I know. Ooh, I wanna wake up in San Francisco. That's what I know. One more time.
All right, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
So, do you have any shows coming up?
I don't have any
shows. Well, I know you're going to you're going to Nashville this coming week.
Yes.
And how long you plan to be out there?
I'm out there for a week. And follow my adventure on Instagram. I hope you guys do, because it's going to be so much fun.
And Instagram is Catherine's page, all one word?
Catherine's page, one word. Okay. CatherynesPage. Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, so what are your plans after Nashville?
Well, I am planning on doing more open mic nights. I might have a show coming up in Niles. That's to be determined. But I have some more
songs. Florence?
No, at the at the either the Niles Plaza or maybe like the Frederico's. Have you been to Frederico's?
No.
You should go there for their brunch. It's really good in Niles. Okay. Yeah. I go there and I play their open mic nights a lot.
When is their open mic nights?
Usually on Sundays for their brunch hours.
So, So it's during like morning?
Yeah, morning Sundays.
And is there a long line to sign up?
No, not at all. Yeah,
really?
The Bistro even has open mic nights as well. The Bistro in Hayward.
Yeah, I've been there. I played there.
Yeah,
a couple of times actually.
The Bistro has it. Frederico. So they would appreciate local artists coming there to sing and promote the restaurant too. It's a family-owned restaurant.
Then
so
I've got to polish up on some songs.
Yes, we got to hear you.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I have had this show for 5 years. I've never brought my guitar and sang.
Okay, that is illegal.
Yeah.
This needs to change.
I just have this.
Well, there's...
I have a guitar.
I'm good.
The problem is that we're not supposed to self-promote ourselves on our radio, on our own.
That doesn't
radio
stop
show
me from playing my demos,
can play
though.
Hey, Frazier made his own theme song.
Yeah. Really? Interesting.
Kelsey Grammer.
I just
made his own theme song.
It just never dawned on me. And somebody, hey, you play your guitar? And I'm like, it was like at about 3 years into this, like, oh yeah, I never thought of that. I'd always plug my shows though. I never.
You should just plug your website and just from there, like,
yeah,
go,
that's just
like,
interesting.
Post
so
all that.
I actually, I'm like sort of had it up to here with local open mics. So I'm interested in playing other places, and
get your stuff out there. The more music, the better.
What's the most people you've played to before?
Well, I also sing at my church, and that is pretty big on Saturdays and Sundays. I don't sing every week, but I'm a part of the worship team there, and that is usually I'd like to say 100 people.
Where?
That's in Fremont, at Crossroads Church in Fremont.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that along...
It's like in Irvington, the Five Corners.
Right.
And there's also Made Up Theater. After this, I'm going to an improv class.
Okay. I've heard of
Made
them.
Made Up Theater. Go check them out. They're hilarious improv.
Yeah.
In Fremont, Five Corners in Irvington, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Give a shout out to them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, that's cool. So do you find it... I guess it's sort of a form of acting.
Yes.
Do you find that it gives you it's something that the music doesn't give you, or is it just an extension of performing?
Well, my you know, start in performing was The Cowardly Lion in Wizard of Oz in sixth grade.
Oh, all right.
So, you know, put him up. Which one of you faced?
What was that? Well, so let me just attach in that. So when you did that, was there the tendency to do the Bert Lahr thing?
What do you mean?
To put him up.
Yes, that's what I did.
So they were okay with you going, I was king of the forest. And that was
you know
okay
what? They told me I couldn't sing and they cut my song. I know. It was so sad.
It's so sad. And listen sad. To you. Listen
it was
to
sad
you.
Too bad. It was sad when that old ship went down. Yeah, you know, I don't
How'd
know.
How'd you take that?
I was sad. I was a sad little kid. You know?
But you got to act, and you know the Cowardly Lion. He stole the movie.
It gave me so. I was sad that they told me that, but in the end, like in hindsight, looking back, how many people I made laugh? That was like the birth of humor for me. Like, oh my gosh, this is making an audience laugh, and for that many people to be laughing at you, you know, like and laughing with you,
to be a little kid,
yes,
and that happened to you.
It's
so
amazing.
Of course, they kept the Over the Rainbow song.
Yes, they did.
So,
yeah.
Were you backstage singing? I could sing it better.
I was rooting for Dorothy. You know,
really?
She was my friend too. I'm not that type of, you know, team player. Like I root for people. I love seeing people win.
Good
you know?
For you. Good for you. Because
yeah.
anybody can try to bring somebody down and it's bad. But
for me, it's like not like oh they got chosen. It's like oh it's proof it can happen. Proof it can happen later. It's okay. No means not right now.
How many performances were of The Wizard of Oz? Was it just like.
Ooh, it was a few. They got it on DVD too, so I have
it. Oh, okay.
<It's>
still... so you pop it in every song?
Yeah, I pop it in. I watched it. Nice. You know, I'm like, oh, there's my roots. You know, it's a reminder.
So what are the other open mics that you play? What's the farthest you've played at open mic? Well, I mean, the farthest distance. What's the farthest open mic that you've played?
Well, just recently I played, I was busking in Windsor in England. My friend and I were there, and I wanted to play, and that was it in England. I'm an English citizen. My dad's English.
Okay.
So you can't call me a right Yank yet, you know. I have a good English accent. I can put it on, so, you know. I am dual citizen as well.
Wow.
I have a really good English accent. You know, my name is Catherine Price. Not a lot of people
okay,
know that.
Okay, so you were born in England?
No, I was born in San Diego.
Okay,
my dad was born in England.
Okay, so where is he from in England?
I'm not sure what town. Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I know that he's from Windsor, and my grandma, she's in Windsor, too. She's 93 today. Happy birthday,
happy
Grandma.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
We should play the Beatles' birthday for her.
I know.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday, too. Yes.
Okay. So no, just open mics.
Yeah.
So
nothing really big planned right now. Honestly, I have two jobs, and I am a paraeducator for special needs children, and I'm also a waitress bartender at Olive Garden. So, you know, between those two, it's kind of hard for me to like find open mic nights and look for them and do that. But if somebody's like, hey, there's an open mic night playing, boom, I'm there. And then, yeah. But I'd like to be more proactive and schedule things in advance now that I have, you know, more of a, you know, not as hectic schedule. But for the most part, I think right now it's just I'm focused on releasing the music that I have and I'm making on SoundCloud/JustCatherine.
Mm-hmm.
And also just kind of diving more into like acoustic and songwriting.
Let me ask you about the SoundCloud. Are your songs downloadable?
They're not right now.
Okay.
But I do have some on my website. That one's not downloadable right now.
Okay,
no.
So you will be on iTunes and stuff. You're putting your stuff up for sale?
I think right now where my heart's at with this project is, like, I'm not in a place to, like, record and then post on iTunes. I really am just exploring the music right now. And I'm like, I like this song, and I feel like the audience is going to enjoy listening to it, like Fast Life and Enlightened. I feel like those vibes need to be out there in the world, and I'm not going to charge somebody right now, you know, for
those
songs.
Well, I pay for Fast Life.
Oh, you paid for Fast Life?
I said I would pay.
Oh, you did? You
did
pay.
But you gave it to me.
I did give it to you, because...
So.
You
I'm
know,
like
spreading more music.
I'm gonna put it in my phone.
Yeah.
I'm gonna load it up.
Do that.
So you're gonna be
try
there.
To get more on SoundCloud, because I am trying to get more listens on SoundCloud, because you know, the more listens, the more people listen to it, because what's popular, you know, sometimes it's like that.
So you're going to be networking here with us with Taylor Swift, Lil Tecca.
Yes.
Saweetie.
Saweetie.
Yeah. Young Thug. Yeah. So you'll be there with
all
of
them. What about Tyler Yahweh? What about Dominic Fike?
Yeah, I think
those
he's
two.
On
what
here.
About Saint John?
Who do you like now?
Oh my gosh, those three people I just named.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm freaking out about that because it's like I'm driving in my car. You know, E40. He coined slap in the Bay.
Okay.
Anytime I hear slap, anytime I hear slap, I know what it is. It just, you know, it makes me feel a type of way. And
do you like dancing?
I love dancing. I'm Hispanic. What do you, I mean, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
It's in the
my blood.
It's in the blood.
Yeah.
So will you play us another song before you leave?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know about
Please.
That. Honestly.
Because I'm gonna play Fastlane again.
You're going to play Fastlane again?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
If we can, I can hear everybody in Radio Land, please.
Oh my gosh. Wow, you guys, wow, this is bad. No, why don't I just make up a song for you right now? What do you want it to be? Well, give me a
topic. How about the radio station?
No.
And then she's just like,
okay.
Yeah, she could do one for the radio station and we could put it as a sweeper or something.
Yeah.
KJCC, San Jose City College, top 40 and more. They're
my God.
Pointing to me.
That's
like
so
I'm
good.
Gonna...
I'm cutting this one and putting it like that.
San Jose City College. Top 40 and more.
So good.
Everybody comes to listen from all around. Here we go, yeah, KJCC's got the sound. Making things happen for people today. Spreading music the right way.
You are so brilliant.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was great. I'm glad.
Yes.
I'm so grateful. So grateful for borrowing your music stand.
Yes.
Because you came over here and just graced us with your presence and your voice and your talent. So great. Good luck in Nashville.
Thank you.
Oh, man, Nashville. That'd be a gas. Just it's like everything is just music.
Yes.
In there.
I know. That's what I need to immerse myself in, you know. And the Bay Area is such a fast-paced lifestyle. That's why, like you were talking about Fast Life earlier, about the synth and the relaxing dream state. Listen to the lyrics, though, because it's talking about things that are so fast in life and you miss out on those opportunities. But even though these things are going fast, I still have time to pick up a phone call from my mom, or, you know, take the time to like research what I need to do for my career and not forget that, you know, your dreams are still alive. And that is like it's like a candle that's always lit, and you need to, you know, ignite it even more and start making it a fire and make it a lot warmer in this cold, cold world. So, yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I couldn't. And that was beautiful. All right. Well, thank you. Great luck. Good luck to you in Nashville.
Thank you.
And everything. And I hope to see you at Shoreline.
Yes, you will.
Okay, great. So let's play Fast Life one more time. And thank you again.
Yes.
And plug your SoundClouds.
Instagram.com, Catherine's page, SoundCloud.com, just Catherine. Or you can look up Catherine Price, CATHRYNPRICE. Let's rock and roll.
All right, here we go. Thank you very much.